Dr. King famously hoped for a day when his children would be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. The I Have a Dream speech was delivered on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial nearly 40 years ago, August 1963. So today, commentator Aaron Freeman hopes for even more for his daughters.
My skin is brown. My 9-year-old daughter dreams of a blonde boyfriend. My twin daughters are half American Negro and half Scot-Irish. Or is that half Negro, one quarter Scotch, and one quarter Irish? Or is it... No, I can't even think of what African tribes may swirl in their genes. One of my main parental goals, after persuading my daughters they are loved beyond all reason, remains to raise them relatively unburdened by racist culture. One of my strategies for fighting racism is to raise kids for whom African-American is not their primary identity, to raise roses by other internal names. So far, the plan is working. Skin color is only part of who my daughters think they are, smooshed in there with Jew, triathlete, scholar, Chicagoan. They have internalized little of the self-hating, self-destructive, knee-jerk insecurities suffered by so many African-American baby boomers like myself. The problem is, so far, the plan is working. My daughters have a completely different psychosocial outlook. They are of a different race than me. In her third-grade Martin Luther King essay, my daughter asked, "Has Martin Luther King's dream of a world without racism come true?" Her answer was, "Yes." I read the essay. Then, after being revived, I was tempted to remind her of how hard it remains for her dad to get a cab. How basketball coach Ricky Birdsong was shot to death walking with his children in their own neighborhood. How James Byrd was dragged to his death behind a pickup truck. But finally, I decided, no, don't burden her with tales of a world in which she may not live. Racism is much less oppressive now than it was 40 years ago when I was 8. And it's reasonable to assume that in another decade, things will be better still. But holding my tongue was not easy. Some self-hating, knee-jerkily insecure part of me wants them to suffer racism as I know it. More nobly, or at least less neurotically, I want them to know racism continues so that they won't be like so many Americans in abject denial of present-day skin color bias. The struggle against racism has defined so much of my life that it's spooky I won't be able to share that big life chunk with my daughters. But to be racism's victim, you have to define yourself by racism's terms, which, as planned, my daughters do not. They view racism as really bad, terrible even, but they don't take it personally. They identify no more with Rosa Parks than Britney Spears. My Aunt Bertie used to tell me all I had to do in life was be black and die. My daughters have only to die. And that's what the whole civil rights movement and I wanted. Once. Really. By the time my children get into college, they will probably have grown afros the size of planets and have changed their names to Shatikwa and Emoja Stakely Freeman X. They will have abandoned Judaism for Yoruba ancestor veneration, and they will eat hominy grits with every meal. But American culture being what it is, they will probably still dream of blonde boyfriends.
Aaron Freeman, journalist and comedian, lives in Chicago.